decision day. And now we know Brian Hoyer, the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns for the 2014 regular season. Coach Mike Pettine making that announcement today, this morning. Told the team, told the quarterbacks first, then told the team. And now everyone knows. And it was not a surprise at all. I think this was how this was going to go down. I know there was a lot of reaction to what we saw Monday night, a poor performance, to say the least, by Hoyer. Admittedly, he called it something where he could not have done worse than he did in that game. And it left that feeling of, okay, you're making this choice after a performance like that, but the other guy, who was Johnny Manziel, didn't do a whole lot better. And the key to this whole thing, in my discussion, I had a lengthy discussion with Mike Pettine about this decision. And he said, remember, it wasn't about one game. It wasn't about two preseason games. It was about a body of work. It was about everything that both players did in practice and everything in Hoyer's case that's been done over a career. 5 years in the NFL, four starts. So there's more of the real thing in his portfolio, obviously, than there is with Johnny Manziel. And the bottom line with Manziel is this. He wasn't ready. He was not ready to be a starter, at least for the opening game, and we'll see if they have to turn to him at some point, how ready he would be then. But he is not ready now. And that means he's got to learn a lot more about the playbook. He's got to learn a lot more about operating against NFL defenses. He's just got to learn how to be a pro on and off the field, and that's a process. And he's not there yet. And I think I know he admitted as much, at least in terms of the playbook, when he spoke after Monday night's game against the Redskins. This guy does not see the open receivers as well as he should and needs to succeed in this league. And if you're pushing him out there now, you're setting him up for failure. And that's why I think this ultimately came down to, in Mike Pettine's eyes, the guy that he said was the front runner all along. He started to two preseason games. He went into this thing as the leading candidate, and they didn't waver from that. So that's how it came down. We'll discuss that, obviously, thoroughly. Scott Petrak's going to join us from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, covers the Browns at 1:30. But that leads off our Ohio Business Machine's Hot Topics of the Day.
And I'm just happy it's happened. I'm happy that somebody was named the starting quarterback for this team. Yesterday, we came on here. Neither of us were pleased with what we saw from either Brian Hoyer or Johnny Manziel. And I don't think Brian Hoyer has done anything to win this job and make you feel great about it. I don't think he necessarily handled the pressure of this competition as well as you would have hoped that he did. But nonetheless, he has started in the NFL, completed about 60% of his passes, 615 yards, 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 82.6 quarterback rating last season. And they've seen him win. They've seen him win a division game. And I said, if you remember all the way back when the day the schedule came out, and it was announced game one was at Pittsburgh, and this is before you had any idea who the quarterback was,
right?
That Browns were going to draft. Said Brian Hoyer starting week one. If they draft, it doesn't matter. Brian Hoyer, the veteran, is going to get.
Rookie X doesn't start.
Start game one on the road at Pittsburgh. And that's basically how it was. And it was a quote-unquote competition, but really the plan all along, I truly believe, was for Brian Hoyer to start unless Johnny Manziel came in and wowed them. 17 sessions where they had first and second team reps. Brian Hoyer took first team reps in 13 of those 17. Johnny Manziel, 5. And the reason that adds up to 18 is because they split, obviously, the game against Washington. So, to me, this was for Brian Hoyer. This is kind of the plan all along. And Johnny Manziel may have had an opportunity to go out there and steal the job, even though that wasn't the plan.
Yes.
But he didn't do it. He did not come through.
His performance didn't warrant that.
And after watching the tape of that game and going back and really dissecting every play, Johnny Manziel's not ready to start. Now, you guys have listened, and I know I'm accused by some people of being too much of a Johnny Manziel fan, even though I have said Brian Hoyer could take this team to the playoffs. Johnny Manziel's just not ready. Still does not see the field well enough at this level. He missed two what I thought should have been easy touchdowns, or at least plays where you either throw a touchdown or throw an incomplete, but basically you have to take that shot and see that play down the field, and we did not see that from him. And I think it's just something that's going to take time. He needs to have command of the playbook. All along they've said it's Johnny Manziel against the playbook, and I don't think his mastery of this complex playbook, which by the way is his first one, is there. He hasn't been reading defenses, NFL defenses, for all that long in his career. He hasn't seen him. He hasn't commanded an NFL playbook. He needs to get there, and I think it's good. I think ultimately this is going to send the message to Johnny Manziel that, listen, if you want to start and play in this league, you need to be a professional. Off-season, in-season, all along, be a professional. I think that's going to be a good, valuable lesson for Johnny Manziel to learn, because if everything's handed to him right out of the gate, I don't know if that stunts his development a little bit. He's going to need to realize, listen, I couldn't beat out, you know, when he looks in the mirror, he's going to look at himself and he's going to say, I could not beat out a guy who has made basically four career starts in the National Football League, right, who has never been the guy before, and who, frankly, is coming off of a torn ACL and did not have a great camp or a great preseason. And I couldn't beat him out, and I'm Johnny Manziel. So what do I need to do to get better so that that doesn't happen again? That's on the Johnny side of things.
Sure.
On the Hoyer side of things, I think this is going to relax him. I think that the competition, and obviously you don't want to see somebody respond the way that he did or way it seemed that he did. I think this relaxes him. It's his team now. Had a little extra pep in his step at practice. I noticed that. Aditi Kikwala said that as well on Twitter. I think that this is a great thing for him. And here's what it comes down to me. I'm going to throw out one stat, and then I'll let you. I've been rambling for way too long. Brian Hoyer, to me, it's all about decision-making, ability to read the field, etc. Brian Hoyer made, basically, and this is my evaluation, this is the Nathan Zagura evaluation, made a bad read or a poor decision, missed a read on about just over 5% of his dropbacks this year. And that is every single 11-on-11 practice, scrimmage, preseason game, etc. About 5%. Johnny Manziel's numbers, by my calculations, over 11%. So in terms of mental errors, missing a wide open read, not seeing the field correctly, basically a 2-to-1 ratio for Manziel over Hoyer. Then you have the errant throws, the accuracy. For Manziel, about 10% of its throws were missed. For Brian Hoyer, it's down at 7. So if you add those two together, it's over 20%. So that's one out of every five plays where Johnny Manziel either made an errant throw or missed a read. That's a pretty big number. And that's what's got to come. That's where the gap's got to close.
That's not a surprise. Rookies do that. This is very atypical. And Johnny Manziel is atypical in that sense. Has some rare skills, especially when it comes to the ability to run or make plays on the run. And we saw some flashes of that. But not nearly enough of that to convince a coaching staff to trust that as the reason you start him. I think you made a lot of compelling points there. I agree with everything you just laid out in terms of the perspective on this, that this was really less about what Brian Hoyer did to win the job versus what he did not to lose it. And again, one could say, well, that Monday night performance, it wasn't a good one by any means, and he was the first to admit that, but I didn't see that as destroying his chances of keeping what was really a job that had been given to him. And this coaching staff did exactly what I think you said it did. Legitimately said, Johnny, go take this if you can. Go take this. Show something special. He did not do that. He has not done that. And will he do it this year? I don't know. I'm not counting on it, because from this day forward, they're not in training camp mode anymore. This is prep for season mode. This is Hoyer getting the lion's share of snaps and the offense working as a unit, the Brian Hoyer unit together to get in sync. And that's what this, more than anything, clarity is now the key. By announcing this now, by getting this done, not only, as you point out, it relaxes Hoyer, who I think has been uptight about this, and frankly takes away, I think, what was becoming almost a silly exercise in, let's see how we can share this thing, a job share. There's no job share at quarterback in the NFL. Job share a lot of other things in an accounting firm, maybe in this building or other places that do it. You don't do it at quarterback. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So I think that uneasiness, more than that, I think it was awkward for both players, I think, but particularly Brian Hoyer. So putting an end to that. Here are a couple other things to note. And I had, a long discussion with Mike Pettine about this. And he said the thing that really stood out is, and he thinks people have lost this point along the way about Hoyer. He's had a lot of things going on. That's the quote. And he said, in reference, one of those biggest things is coming back from the knee injury, the ACL he suffered, the torn ACL he suffered October 3rd against Buffalo last year, when, of course, Pettine was the defensive coordinator for the Bills. Quote, he says, I think a lot of people discount that. Here's a guy coming off a season-ending knee injury. Really, these are his first, essentially, 20 to 25 plays of live work coming back from that, meaning in the preseason, and he's only getting better. So I think in terms of the evaluation, I'm asking, you're asked all the time, how do they evaluate? What do the coaches look at that we don't see or don't consider? And there's a big one right there, Nathan. They look at this guy's return from a major knee injury, how that affected, remember, he had that brace on in the offseason. He was limited in the exposure to the faux pass rush of the offseason, and it was different than the other quarterbacks, so he operated differently because he had to. They wanted him to gain his confidence back in his leg. Again, how he plants his feet, how he trusts that knee. All those things were big underlying factors that I think got pushed aside because it was just Hoyer versus Manziel, and mostly, what is Manziel going to do? And that overshadowed everything. I think that was a big, big consideration here, that this coaching staff, and especially Pettine, saw enough progress from a guy coming back from this injury and dealing with this competition. And as much as we said he could have handled it better, I think they saw enough evidence that he handled it well.
I think, and really to me, though, it also comes back, and I think that that is true to a degree, but I think the fact that Johnny has so much development still needed, and he's made great strides, but the fact that he has so much, there wasn't really another choice. I don't think you could have gone with Johnny Manziel based on what you saw in the tape against Washington. I think that would have been a very tough thing to do, and Brian Hoyer, listen, he was 2 of 6, missed 2 throws. Obviously, that's that. He had some drops in the first game. There were a couple things that could have happened that could have made his numbers look a lot better. I still 100% believe that ultimately the long-term solution at quarterback for this team is Johnny Manziel. It's why he's drafted.
That's what he's here for.
But he needs more seasoning. And it's all, remember, he didn't have a playbook at Texas A&M. He was not asked to read defenses, go through progressions. He was asked to buy time, run around, and make big plays. It's much different in the National Football League, and he's finding that out. But he is a quick study. He is picking these things up, but it still takes a little bit more time. And now he's going to get an opportunity to get more time to get complete command of that playbook. If I'm Johnny Manziel, I'm going home, and every single night I'm watching as much tape as I can. I'm reading my playbook as much as I can and knowing it so that I could go and spit out the playbook to Kyle Shanahan, who authored it as well as Kyle Shanahan can, because that's what he needs to have, that command, so that he stops thinking out there, so that he feels comfortable coming off of his first read to the left side of the field and seeing the guy running wide open down the seam for a touchdown on the right side of the field. He needs that level of comfort, that level of mental competency in the offense. He doesn't have it right now. Brian Hoyer does have that. And Brian Hoyer, even though physically he has not executed in the 2 preseason games to the level you'd want. Now, great, there were wide receiver drops. I understand that. But he still didn't execute and put some balls exactly where he would have wanted to put some of those balls. There's no question. He hasn't converted a third down. That's a big reason why. But he is at least seeing the field properly. He's getting to the proper receiver.
And that's vital.
And that's vital.
That matters. I think, again, when you're assessing anything out of the preseason, you can go with that. These aren't game-planned games. So there's a huge difference in that regard. And you've got to just go with the basic understanding of what you're doing. Hoyer has the basic understanding. It doesn't look beautiful. It doesn't look maybe necessarily hopeful to those who want to see dynamic playmaking, because we didn't see that at all. But we saw worse from Johnny Manziel in terms of that vision thing, in terms of what he just needs to understand and see. And that shouldn't be a big surprise. He did not have an elevated awareness, a pro-ready stature coming into the NFL as a rookie quarterback compared to maybe some other people like a Blake Bortles or like a Teddy Bridgewater, are showing and who are showing in their initial work that they've got more of that. And what are the reasons? Well, everybody's different. I think the systems are different. And ultimately, where Manziel comes from, this Texas A&M offense, as many, many NFL personnel people discussed and pondered and analyzed to death, did not set him up well for immediate success in the NFL because the transition would be much greater. And the notion, just let Johnny be Johnny, bring Texas A&M to the NFL and let that work, is something no NFL team, including this one, was going to allow to happen, including the one that took him, was going to go that route. They hired Kyle Shanahan for a reason. They believe in the offense he runs, and they believe he can work with any quarterback, or they wouldn't have drafted Johnny Manziel. Even if he wasn't necessarily the guy front and center who said, yep, I got to have that guy to fit my offense, what he has basically said to the Browns when they hired him was, we know you've got versatility. You've worked with different styles of quarterbacks, and you've made it work. So ultimately, you're going to make it work with this guy as long as everybody stays in place here to do that. And not lost in all this is that Manziel was drafted to be the guy, whenever that is. Now, if And I've heard this nationally, locally, and it just blows my mind. Well, so I look at the schedule, and I figure by the bye, you know, that'll be the time they're going to make this change, because it's just assumed as fact that the Browns will start, their season will go sideways immediately, and they will be in such a hole that they've got to make this change. That isn't the thinking that went into this decision, that it was a placeholder for to put Hoyer there with the understanding that it's going to be an awful start to the season. They've got no chance for success. Therefore, put him in there and then ultimately put the guy you want to be in there. That is not how they arrived at this decision. They arrived at this decision with the intention of having success, with the intention of not having, barring injury, a reason to change quarterbacks, that they're doing well enough record-wise that you continue on with this. And for everyone, including us, who will raise the question at some point, when would we see Johnny during the course of this year if the Browns are winning? That's a problem they'll sign up for every day.
Do you still believe, though, that Johnny Manziel will start more games this season than Brian Hoyer?
I was of the belief that he would. And I guess in my heart of hearts, or whatever, the deep in my mindset, based on what I have seen so far, Brian has got to show me a lot more to show that he can sustain the success. But I'm talking about the mindset of the coaching staff in making this choice. I don't think they go into it with trepidation. I think you can't. You've got to make a pick that you think gives your team the best chance to win. So I believe that as I look at Hoyer, until he shows me otherwise, which is that he can do this and prove it for more than two games, which is essentially all he's done in his body of work, two games of success, that he picks up where he left off, that he's the same guy, that he's fully recovered from that knee, trusts everything, and that it's working for him. I think there is a chance that Manziel, the guy they drafted 22nd overall, will have his opportunity to step in and play, because it's how this season could go unless this guy shows otherwise. But I'm not going in with the idea, or excuse me, supporting the idea that the coaches, that this was part of the strategy. You put Hoyer in now because you know you're going to lose. Do you agree? Do you think that's how they think down the hall?
Absolutely.
Because I don't. I mean, and if that is how they think down the hall, then you got the wrong people coaching and running the state.
And I don't think that is.
That's silly.
I think Brian Hoyer, I think if anything has been set thus far, if I've taken anything, gleaned anything from the first two preseason games, it's that this defense is going to be excellent. And I truly believe with the combination of Ben Tate as the starter and Terrence West filling in and getting carries as well, that the Browns are going to be able to run the football. So when you look at what does that ask for you from the quarterback position right now, they're just looking, I think, for safe and trust. And I think right now, knowing the limitations in Johnny's ability to read the field, read defenses, and you really saw how he responded to pressure packages, that they think Brian Hoyer is the best in those three areas. They can trust him. He'll read the field well, make smart decisions with the football. Now, neither one of these quarterbacks has turned the ball over. And by the way, Johnny Manziel, to his credit, one of the things people thought he was going to throw a ton of interceptions out there, has actually thrown fewer interceptions throughout the preseason and the whole set of reps, et cetera, than Brian Hoyer. Basically about the same percentage, though, because Hoyer's gotten a few more reps. But that's what it's about. I think that's what they were looking for. They expect Brian Hoyer to do that. And if the defense and running game, if everything breaks the right way and they win, they're going to stick with Brian Hoyer. If they don't, when Johnny Manziel, they feel, is ready to go out there, then he's going to get a shot. Now, the reason the bye week keeps coming up as a point is because it's easy, not easy, I don't want to imagine it, but you could envision a scenario with a tough opening schedule that things would be very challenging for Brian Hoyer and this Browns team early. Now, I think they can go out there and easily go 2-1 in those games, 3-0, why not? But if it does go that way, you get a bye week for 2 weeks to prepare for a defense that I feel that they think they could coach Johnny Manziel up against Tennessee, because Ray Horton, last year's defensive coordinator, now the coordinator there. But listen, the ultimate scenario, if you're a Browns fan, the ultimate scenario right now, and now that we have a starting quarterback, is to rally around him and have Brian Hoyer and this Browns team be successful. Johnny Manziel is going to get his opportunity. It will come. And I'm pretty sure 49ers fans didn't mind that Colin Kaepernick didn't get his opportunity right away when Alex Smith took them to an NFC Championship game. And then he took over the following year and Colin Kaepernick took him to a Super Bowl and then to another NFC Championship game. All you need is success. This is a Browns team that should be all about winning. We have not seen enough of that, not more than six games in forever. So this team should be about winning. Brian Hoyer is the guy. He gives this team the best chance to win now, and I fully believe that he does as well. I'm glad the decision was made. Now he can get every rep. Everything can be about getting ready for September the 7th, and that's where the Browns are.
Yeah. Well, and again, trying to convince people of the thought that this was the right thing to do because it was maybe the lesser of two evils or whatever, doesn't play well. People want definition. They want a definitive answer that you've got a great quarterback lined up there to be the guy. And those who are Johnny Manziel apologists or Johnny Manziel caught up in the mania who've just loved him from the collegiate level accept nothing other than, well, he should be the starter because you drafted him, and just put him in there and let it fly.
The door was open.
The door was wide open, and he did not take advantage of that. He didn't make that case for me. I'd be more than happy to say, you know what? This team is in great hands with Johnny Manziel. He can do all those special things, and maybe that day will come sooner rather than later. I can't see that now, and I'm not just talking about two preseason games. Monday night's game influenced me a lot along those lines, but I'm talking about what I see in practice every day, what you see in practice every day, what we talk about constantly with people in the building. And being in the building gives you that perspective. And others who have been around this team, I think, would have a hard time arguing that we've all seen the same thing, because we have. So that's what this comes down to more than anything. And I don't sit here saying because – the coaching staff made this decision, it's the right one, or you got to follow the lead of the staff. It's just sensible for now because of all the quarterbacks that are in this building. I do think Hoyer is the one that you could say is ready, most ready to step out there and hold his own and understand what he's looking at. Very complex Steeler defense. I mean, I shudder at the thought of seeing a rookie do that. I just shudder at the thought because I think that would be a nightmare scenario.
Again, this is what I said all along. Once the schedule came out, I thought Hoyer would start. You have to remember, Brian Hoyer didn't win this competition with his play on the field. Johnny Manziel didn't steal the competition from him. And the reason Brian Hoyer is starting is because he has started in the NFL. He has at least seen defenses. He is more conversant in the playbook. He is better with his reads. I don't want people to think that we're coming up.
No, he just didn't lose it. He didn't lose it.
And Johnny Manziel didn't steal it. That's what
would have been, I mean, you could say it, you could, the semantics
he
of it.
He could have lost it.
He could have lost it.
With his performance, but Johnny Manziel didn't do anything to change the mind, to change the status quo. And that was the issue.
That's a fact. Yeah,
all right, we'll be back. We want to get your reaction to this quarterback decision right now. 216-578-0850. Zagura Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.